of the things that I think about all the time is like whenever you get into those really peaceful, relaxing, highly focused, and easeful type of zones where you just feel like you're completely calm and just flowing, and like you feel really open, and almost like all of the cells of your body are expanding outwards. What is this, a guided meditation? All the cells of your body are expanding. I'm going to start doing that, but starting solo podcasts and just slowly going into a guided meditation and see what happens. It's kind of a cool trick, actually. But anyway, you feel like all of the cells of your body are just expanding outwards, you know? And you feel like in this interesting flow state, you know, those are great moments. Those are great moments. Hope that's what you're feeling right now. And so I think about those moments sometimes. And then times whenever I'm not feeling that way, I think how strange it is that even though, like, it's the same body, it's the same person, it's the same planet, I eat relatively the same things, that my nervous system and mind and body and just the whole thing are so completely tuned into a different frequency. You know, it's like, it's almost like it's you're watching a different movie. It's like you're watching some great far out like art film that was blowing your mind, and then now you're watching this horror movie, this drama, you know? And it's like, how is that possible? How is it the same interface? You know? And so I think about that, and it's like, where is that open vibing frequency? Where has it gone whenever you're feeling stressed and freaked out and tense and like your focus is all over the place? It hasn't gone anywhere. On the day where you're feeling the worst, the most beautiful feeling you've ever felt is available. It's just a matter of trying to get back to it, to retune into that frequency, to tap back into that state of organization where your energy shifts and you can retune your mind and take control of your thoughts, which then influences how you're feeling, which then influences how you're acting, which then influences how you're responding to the world, how the world responds to you, and that creates this feedback loop that allows you to get into that open and peaceful state. And now what's interesting is that we naturally can find our ways into those states of being because there's a, you know, only so many kind of modes of our flow, let's call it that, or lack thereof. What's the opposite of flow? Stuckness, tightness, closeness. I think about it as like you're collapsing in on yourself. You're imploding rather than exploding with energy. You're imploding. And we kind of fall into feeling that way sometimes. Like, oh, this is great. I'm in the zone. And other times we fall into ourselves. We implode. We collapse into ourselves. And we feel terrible. But if you stop and consider that you have the power to actually drop deep into your mind and your inner self, and really try and shift and cultivate those states. You know, really do what it takes through meditation and exercise, and just also, you know, mental organization, as I said earlier, like going in a meditation and observing the tension in your body and releasing it and letting it go, observing the flow of mind and thoughts, and focusing in on one single thing, sharpening the mind, and how we can really find that frequency again. It's really fascinating. And it's, as I said, it's just so weird to think about, like, in the moments where you're miserable, remember the moments where you feel incredible and see if it doesn't make you laugh, because it always does me. I'm always like, what is this? Like, who is this guy? I don't know this guy. Where'd he come from? How'd he get in here? Let's kick him out. Just in times in life, you know, it's interesting for you to watch. I suggest you do this. This is a recommendation for you. Whenever you notice yourself feeling tense and like irritated or just overwhelmed or something like that, probably would work whenever you're feeling down as well. I'm a very emotionally even-keeled person, so I don't really have downs and highs. I'm just kind of exist. But I imagine that, so what I'm saying is I don't have a lot of experience with using that whenever you're feeling down, but I'd suggest giving it a try. And just ask yourself, you know, look, like whenever you're feeling that way, whenever you're feeling overwhelmed or really irritated, look inward and be like, what is this? Like, who is this person that's entered my body and has possessed me with this strange spirit of frustration and anger, or like feeling like I can't handle everything that's in the situation? And then just contrast that with times where you felt the opposite, where you're like, oh yeah, I feel great, I'm crushed this, or you feel really happy and light and overjoyed and optimistic and like looking forward to the future and enjoying the present. And just think, like, what's the difference between these two states? How am I still aware of the texture of my mind, yet that texture is so different from like waves versus static? How can that be? And then try finding your way back from that state of frustration or overwhelm. Find your way back to feeling of smoothness, you know, the feeling of openness, and just look inward and search for that frequency, search for that feeling of calm, and just remember what it is. Remember that openness. Remember that this is demonstrating that the peaks and valleys of emotional tension are incredibly impermanent, that they feel so real whenever they're here, and they control our behavior, and then when they're gone, we forget about them. We just totally forget about them, and we forget that they felt permanent. They're so impermanent, we can't even remember them. But yet when they're in us, they feel so real and like it's all that matters. And like it feels like life or death. But it's really just all passing through. And if you just learn to let it pass through and allow all those things to move through, I think that gets you to a place to where you'll feel those states of openness kind of more frequently. Because whenever you let, you know, those things pass through, you have the spaciousness inside, which makes you, the chance that you'll fall into that feeling of openness and thriving is higher because you are open. And then if you then work to do some extra mental organization, some inner inquiry, then you can really tune up one of those arising states.